How does a fifth-generation Humboldt County resident suddenly find themselves homeless at 73 years of age? There are many reasons why people lose their housing these days, and one of those reasons can be ugly family fights, which often wind up in the probate court system. The unbelievable experiences that I have reported on extensively at the RioDelTimes.com in the Humboldt County Probate Court has resulted in many contacts and inquiries from other families that are facing that court. One of those families is the Clark family. Martha Rose Clark was a lifelong Humboldt County resident who raised her seven daughters alone after her husband passed away when the girls were young. Martha owned a 2.5-acre lot on West End Road in Arcata with a mobile home on it. Her oldest daughter, Regine, wound up living with Martha and caring for her at home for many years before she passed away from cancer in 2008. Regine held joint title in the mobile home, and the right of survivorship meant she owned it entirely after her mother passed. The property itself, however, was a different matter. Regine lived in the mobile home on the property for many years after her mom passed away, and all of the sisters appeared to be in agreement. Eventually, the sisters decided to sell the property, and that's where things started to get difficult. In August of 2023, younger sister Jeannie was appointed as administrator of her mother's estate with the agreement of the other sisters. She hired a local Humboldt County attorney to represent her in probate court, and she had to take out a sizable bond for being an estate administrator. That's a standard requirement for anyone who isn't a professional administrator. The sisters believed that they were making progress towards selling the property, and each sister would receive an equal share in the proceeds. The second oldest sister, Vicky, had apparently fallen on hard times and lost her property in Southern Humboldt. Regine offered to have Vicky come stay with her, but there was a bitter disagreement over whether Vicky's dog and her adult son could also move in. Vicky had asked about buying the property at fair market value, but according to Jeannie, never provided any proof that she could secure financing. In September of this year, Regine traveled down to Palo Alto to house-sit for sister Jeannie, who was out of state. Prior to leaving Humboldt County, Regine put a door security clam lock on the mobile home as she was concerned due to the hard feelings with Vicky about moving in with her adult son. Despite that precaution, while Regine was out of the county, Vicky moved into the mobile home with her son and the dog. On October 4th, Vicky filed papers requesting to be appointed as a co-administrator for her mother's estate. Vicky's attorney, Chris Johnson Hamer of Stokes, Hamer, Kirk & Eads, filed the petition. There are no allegations that Jeannie isn't doing a good job administering the estate. Instead, the petition says, quote, Vicky seeks to be appointed co-administrator to serve with Jeannie to assure Vicky, her son, and daughter-in-law are able to purchase the decedent's property, to assure that their continued occupancy of the estate's real property does not continue to be disturbed, end quote. So to put that in plain English, Vicky is asking to be appointed an administrator specifically for the sole purpose of selling herself the estate property. The petition goes on to state that Regine had vacated the house and that Vicky and her adult son Jeremy and his wife were now living there. Regine returned to the county as soon as she could, along with Jeannie and sisters Diane, Susan, and Michelle for support. The locks on the mobile home had been changed, so her key no longer worked. The security door lock had been removed. Vicky wouldn't allow anyone into the house, so the sisters called law enforcement to help Regine back into her home. Two deputies arrived and spoke with the sisters outside, who tried to explain the situation, and a deputy went inside the home to speak with Vicky and get her side of the story. Vicky called her attorney, who spoke to the deputy. It's unknown what was said, but the deputies left the scene saying there was nothing that they could do. Regine was now homeless, despite holding the title for that mobile home. The petition filed by Attorney Hamer made repeated references to some type of an agreement that had been reached via email, but she failed to provide any proof. Attaching an email to verify the statements made is pretty simple, and you would certainly hope that the court would require proof of critical facts being alleged. There is no evidence provided that Vicky or her son Jeremy could secure financing to buy the property, like a pre-qualification letter or something along those lines. Also, Vicky is asking to not be required to post bond under her own name as normally required. Generally speaking, a bond can be difficult to secure if you don't have a high enough credit rating. Attorney Hamer states in the petition that Regine had no proof of ownership for the mobile home, despite the title being under the name of Martha Clark and Regine Clark as joint tenants with the right of survivorship. Vicki's filed declaration states, quote, I am filing a petition to be appointed co-administrator to ensure that I am able to purchase the estate's real property with my son and daughter-in-law. Further, Attorney Hamer states in the filing that if the petition is granted, the estate wouldn't have to pay any real estate commission on the property because Attorney Hamer would handle the sale for them. Vicki Dillon did not respond to the Rio Del Times offer to provide comment. This family fight has gotten very ugly with allegations of threatening behavior and now competing restraining orders. It's a nightmare for all involved, no doubt. This is what the probate court is designed to address, and the family will be back in court on December 14th with high hopes that a family dispute can be settled. The estate in question is estimated to be worth around $200,000. We aren't talking about a vast family fortune here. There are six surviving sisters that need closure, and they need a peaceful resolution to the turmoil. And there's Regine, who is still homeless, despite owning a home in Humboldt County. The Rio Del Times will be following this story, and we will bring you an update after that court hearing. What happens in the Humboldt County Probate Court affects all of us, eventually. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for the RioDelTimes.com.